you want to get involved in the conversation, talking a lot of Rockets, a lot of Kevin Durant, 713-572-4610, 572-4610.
I just said, I think this is the first time we've ever gone five straight segments to open the show.
Yeah, in
talking about basketball.
And counting. I mean, it was a big deal. It made people feel a certain way. It made us very happy. I've got reasons why for me in just a second. You know, Mike on the West Side, Mike just called in. We talked to him. He didn't get his last words in, so he texted, and I'm glad he did. He says, as long as the Rockets protect KD like the Texans need to protect CJ Stroud, we got a championship. Signed, West Side. And that goes right along the lines of what I wanted to talk a little bit about here before we get out to some more of your reaction, is that, you know, yes, there are people, you know, Rocket Twitter, it's a crazy universe out there. Rockets Reddit, it's a real thing. It's a weird world out there, but there were people pounding the table and, you know, losing sleep and drying their tears when Jalen Green was traded for Kevin Durant. It's like, what are you doing? Jalen Green's going to be a star, baby. He's going to be a star. Maybe, maybe, but I'm not betting on it. And you'd said that. And I just thought, like, you know what? Bottom line here is, and I kind of said this earlier in terms of like, hey, you know, you're getting a future Hall of Famer. You're getting a guy who's still a really good player. Didn't cost you a lot to get it. There's a relationship there. The head coach wants this guy. This guy wants to play for this head coach, wants to retire a Houston Rocket. And I just thought, you know, bottom line for me in regards to Durant in this Rocket situation, it's that, you know, think about the place where the Houston Rockets are in right now. They're going for it, man. They're going for an NBA title. Think about the place that the Houston Texans are in right now. They're going for it, man. They think they can legitimately win a Super Bowl. Where are the Astros? How the hell are they doing this? Look where they're at right now. One of the best records in the American League. One of the best records in all of baseball. They're climbing up the power rankings. The pitching has really been kicking ass. And, man, the hitting's really starting to come on. Thanks, Jeremy Pena. Thanks, Cam Smith and Jake Myers for not doing a nosedive in the month of June. All that stuff, right? How fun could the month of October be? How fun could the month of February be? Like, in October, maybe early November, like, all three of these teams in this city could all be playing meaningful games at the same time. I don't know if the World Series goes into November, but you get the sentiment, especially February. Like, boy, the Texans making a run at a Super Bowl. Are the Rockets really heating up, man, and getting ready for a second-half push with Kevin Durant kicking ass? It's all very strong possibilities.
There's a lot of fun things that could go on. But, you know, you mentioned the Inter and the Webs and how, you know, sometimes the fans are a little on the cuckoo side.
Mm-hmm.
A sentiment that I'd seen more than once. The Rockets just traded their 23-year-old superstar for a 37-year-old superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to explain this real simple. If you think Jalen Green is a superstar, you need to reevaluate your definition of the term. Jalen Green is not a superstar. Jalen Green isn't even a star. He wasn't even an all-star. Right? Right now, he's just a young player who has upside, who hasn't fulfilled his promise 4 years into the league. That doesn't mean he can't or that he won't, but he hasn't done it yet. There is nothing on the board that says Jalen Green is a superstar. Nothing on the board at all. Kevin Durant is not only a superstar. Kevin Durant is one of the 10 best scorers of all time. Like, there is not a comparison here. The idea you're trying, Jalen Green's a 23-year-old superstar. Hey, no, he's not.
Mm-mm. No, not yet. Yeah.
Now, maybe one day he'll be a star. That's not who he is. Not likely who he is next year. Might not be who he is the year after. Now, look, I'm not rooting for Jalen Green to have a subpar career. I hope Jalen Green has a really good career. It won't be here, but that doesn't mean I'm rooting for him to like have a terrible career. You can still have a great career and just not beat the Rockets. But this idea that Jalen Green is anywhere close to the level of Kevin Durant is psychosis. Not on any planet. Jalen Green carries KD's bags, and that's as close as he gets right now today.
Bags.
Carry the bags.
Definitely not the
Go
job.
Get me a water bottle. Go get me a water bottle. Okay.
713-572-4610. KJ, you're on Area 45. What's up, man?
Evening, fellas. Evening, fellas. Love the show. Love that we still get local sports radio after typical time.
Somebody in this town loves you guys who are sports fans at night. It happens to be us.
Oh, man. Y'all doing an awesome job, man. Keep it rolling. Real quick. I think I'm going to clear some things up in regards to what I think the disconnect is in regards to people like myself who aren't completely on board with the trade. I don't think it's so much that we're upset that we got rid of Jalen Green. And at least for me, it's not so much us getting rid of Jalen Green, because I think universally we all understood that Jalen Green, number one, he hasn't developed as a player, and number two, he literally bottomed out in the playoffs. So him being gone isn't necessarily an issue with me. Honestly, I'd prefer to have Dylan Brooks than Jalen Green because of the template and the mindset, the intangibles that he brings to the table. But with that said, I'm looking at Kevin Durant's career logs right here. Kevin Durant, his first 12 years, only played less than 62 games once. His first 12 years in the league. Since 2019, the year that he didn't play at all because of injury, his season log number, game-wise, games played, 35, 55, 47, 75, and 62. And again, with you inching closer to 40 as opposed to Kevin Durant, people look at Kevin Durant too much in the light of KD circa 8-9 years ago. We're not getting that version of Kevin Durant. Can he still score? Absolutely. But when you bring somebody in here, one of the first things you're going to do is structure your offense, if not its entirety, at least to a large degree, around him. Mm-hmm. And if he slips on a wet blade of grass and it's out, then we're now having to refocus the offense on players that we should be focusing the offense on now. I don't doubt what KD can do from an offensive standpoint. But KD is the modern-day Dominique Wilkins. He will score a boatload of points. But it does not equate to winning basketball. The only championships he got was when he went to an established championship-caliber team. He didn't win in OKC, didn't win in Brooklyn, and obviously we all saw the fiasco in Phoenix. And my final point, and I'm going to let you guys have it, man. This era of rushing out and get a big-name player and automatically assume it's going to equate to a championship, we live in an instant gratification world. We are so dismissive nowadays of continuity. You look at the teams over the past handful of years that won championships, they did it organically. Denver, they added players. They didn't add a superstar. They did it with Milwaukee. Yes, those players, Giannis and Joker, Shai Gilgeous more recently, became superstars, but they became superstars because they were developed. They didn't come into the league doing what they're doing now. And it's like we as a society, we have normalized, okay, you got to get it right now. And if you don't get it and KD's out the league in 2 or 3 years, we're right back, which is it was a strong possibility. Then we're right back where we were right now, but with less talent, who, if nothing else, trade away.
Yes.
I'm not completely against the trade, but I'm just not 100% on board with it either. All right, man. Love the show, fella.
Appreciate you, KJ. I don't really, have a problem with anything that you just said. I think that is the chief concern here. That's a concern, like the health with Kevin Durant. That's an issue now, but that would have been an issue last year if he traded for him. In the year before that, and the year before that. That's the inherent risk that the Rockets take on, and that's what we were all worried about. At what cost? Well, the cost for Kevin Durant in taking on that inherent risk with him at his, upper age and higher injury risk and, doing what he's done since he'd missed that 2019 season, with the Achilles, like he's been doing things that haven't been done before. And so, yeah, when does that proverbial player hit the wall? Is he going to hit it like a ton of bricks? I don't know. We don't know. But it's the risk reward. And for the Rockets, it was very much worth the risk in that you didn't, break up your young nucleus of players that you believe in. I said this to my wife, actually, last night when we were talking about this deal. And I said, it's not out of the realm of possibility. In fact, it might very well be at the forefront of the Rockets' thinking in that, hey, you know what? Jalen Green might very well be a guy that they forecast even still to this day that, he's going to be a very good player, maybe a star player in the NBA. maybe it's just not destined to be with the Houston Rockets. It's very much possible that as Jalen Green and the Rockets have, you know, grown together over the last 4 years, the Houston Rockets might have just outgrown, you know, themselves for Jalen Green, in that Jalen's kind of lagging behind a little bit, and the Rockets are in a position to where they're ready to move on without him, and that doesn't have to be a bad thing for either side. In fact, I think it's a really good thing for what the Rockets still have intact to get a guy, a piece in Kevin Durant that is complementing this young core. I think there's a little bit more of that that needs to be talked about, and it remains to be seen, as opposed to this young core, you know, supporting Kevin Durant. Like, hey, here's the ball, KD, go get us dubs. I don't know that a 37-year-old, and KD will be 37 when the season begins, that there's a 37-year-old Kevin Durant that is going to be the Kevin Durant that, you know, he was in 2010 with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and for 90% of his career. I don't know that he has to be that guy, or that the Rockets necessarily want him to be that guy.
As I said earlier, you have to consider cost of acquisition. Okay? Paying $130,000 for your S-Class Mercedes is not the same as paying $70,000 for your S-Class Mercedes. All right, think about what the Nets gave up to create their big three with Durant and Harden, right? So that's a team that gave up D'Angelo Russell, Trevion Graham, Shabazz Napier, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, Torian Prince, Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, they gave up all their young players and then 5-6 years of draft picks in order to create a big three. They had nothing left. That team, if Kyrie and Harden don't get hurt in the playoffs against Milwaukee, they probably win a title. The next year, when Durant gets hurt and Kyrie runs Harden out of town, the team is destroyed. Then you look at what the Suns gave up to get Durant from Brooklyn. Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, 5 first-round picks. Like, they annihilated their team to bring in Kevin Durant. And then they make the Bradley Beal deal, which, you know, another bad decision, because now you've stripped everything out of that team, and you made it a 3-man team, and they couldn't figure out how to make those 3 guys work. The Rockets gave up 1 young player and 1 guy who would no longer be a starter and 1 pick. Like, they got the right price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You still have Alpi and Bari and Tari and Amen and Cam and Reed Shepard. You still have all these young players that made a difference for your basketball team, and you still have Fred VanVleet as the guy running your team. They did not strip all the equity and strip all the draft picks. They've got 10 draft picks in the next 5 years. Like, this team did it right. Now, yes, the window is shorter, and KD at 37 is an injury risk. But 75 and 62 games the last 2 years tell you maybe that injury risk is, maybe he's a little past those issues with his Achilles that he wasn't. And look, he's not going to play 39 minutes a game for this Rockets team. He's probably going to play maybe 29 or 30.
Yeah, you know, there's the sting that usually is involved with getting a player of this magnitude, even at this stage of a particular career, doesn't exist for me, in my opinion. And I think for most people out there, this is more like, and you know, this is subjective, some people would die if they stubbed their toe, but instead of like a severe sting, this is like, you know, you stubbed your toe. It's like, yeah, you're going to miss Dylan Brooks, and yeah, there's a gamble here that what if KD just blows his knees up, blows his Achilles up, you know, here in the next 9 months, and then Jalen Green is just this complete badass and wins a title or two in the next 5 years. Like, yeah, but the Rockets lost that trade. Yeah, okay, fine, sure. But it's about the here and now and the risk-reward and the gamble that the Rockets are taking, and it's one that makes sense.
This is not giving up Pete Crow Armstrong to rent Javi Baez for half a season.
I think well said, sir. Cross-sport references.